Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Sheriff Jack Williams here joining us now, talking to us about several different aspects. First and foremost will be about the novel coronavirus 2019. Sheriff Williams, I know that one of the aspects is closing down the law enforcement center here in Jefferson until further notice to the public. Are there other ways that the COVID-19 has been impacting you and your employees?
Basically, we're just shutting down jail visitation for the inmates. We are having, the dispatchers are asking everybody if they have a headache, dry cough, breathing problems, sore throat, any of the symptoms of it. If you do think you have any of the symptoms, don't call 911. Call your local ER or your doctor to get their advice. If you still need an ambulance, by all means, call. But we are going to be asking those questions on every medical call that we have so we ensure the safety of our EMS people.
And then going forward from that, let's talk a little bit about controlled burns since we've arrived at that time of year where temperatures are warm enough. We don't really see much snow on the ground anymore. People are going to be, if they haven't already, started their burning processes out in the county. Can you tell us a little bit about the general information that you would like to ask as people are starting to think about, or if not, already starting to do some burning?
Just ask that you please call in. We just need your name, your phone number, and a general location of the burn so that we don't have passerbys calling it in and we send a fire department out to check on the fire. And especially with the coronavirus, once again, now we're getting 20 firemen together in one spot when we don't need to. So I just ask that you please call in and let us know before you burn. And then call in when the burn's complete, too, so that we also are aware that it's done.
Is it illegal to do any open burning out in the county?
It is if you don't call in. There's a county ordinance that has a fine attached to it that if you don't call it in and a fire department is paged to it, you can be fined that and also assess the cost of the fire department responding.
Is there any precautions people need to take if they're going to be doing some controlled burns out in the county to kind of alleviate any maybe small issues that might arise on something that catches fire that they don't intend to?
Just make sure that you're back burning around stuff. Start a small fire, like around a building that might be around the switchgrass or just grass in general. Burn around telephone poles first before you light the ditch on fire. But just do small fires around objects that may catch fire that you don't want to burn so you can control it. And you always have the option of calling here to the sheriff's office and requesting the fire department to come and assist to ensure that it's a safely ran fire.
And then as far as farm safety is concerned, we're also at that time of year where those things are going to be starting up here relatively soon. Can you tell us again some general information for motorists to be aware of once that does start up in the heart of the season?
As we all know, farm equipment keeps getting bigger and bigger. It takes up more of the lane that they're in. So just make sure when you're traveling, especially at Hillcrest, that you slow down just in case there is a farm implement just over the hill. And then just keep an eye out for them. Try to remember that they may turn into a field without much notice. Most of them use their turn signals, but just keep caution that they may turn abruptly into a field drive. So try not to pass if there's an upcoming field drive or roadway. And then just make sure you're passing safely and in passing zones.
And then for a farm implement to be legal on the road, what kind of signals or different signage should they have present for motorists?
All that's required is the slow-moving vehicle sign, but most implements now are newer and have turn signals and lights, but all that is required is that they have the slow-moving vehicle sign.
And then let's talk a little bit about with Severe Weather Awareness Week, one of the main things that you're involved with is going out and observing weather and making safety reports and whatnot or getting information out to the public. Can you first of all just describe what the Sheriff's Office role is anytime there's severe weather during this time of year?
Anytime there's severe weather, we try and go out and drive into it to see what's going on. So we actually give an accurate report back to our dispatchers so they know if we need to sound sirens or not. We'll follow the storm clear across the county to ensure that the entire county's safe. And then we sound the sirens here if requested by any fire, law enforcement, or the emergency management coordinator.
When you get to the activation of the sirens part of it, is there a blanketed protocol that you follow as far as you have to set off everything in the county, or can just parts of the county that are in a warned area have their sirens go off?
We're just going to set off the sirens in the warned area or if there's wind speeds of 65 miles per hour or greater.
as far as when those sirens are activated? Is it short bursts? Is it one long sustaining sound until the all clear is given? How does that work?
It's just one long sound. It's approximately a minute long. We do not have an all clear signal. When you hear the sirens, we want you to go to the basement or a safe location. And it could be 15, 20 minutes later. We don't want to sound what you might think is an all clear when it's actually another siren for that area. So we do not do all clear signals in Greene County.
When the sirens are activated, that means it's obviously serious enough for people to get inside. If somebody happens to be traveling outside and they hear a siren go off, what's a recommendation from your point of view as far as a safe place to be?
If you're close to a building or a structure, try and get to it, get inside of it. They don't really recommend under bridges anymore. If you can drive, turn away from it. Don't drive into it. Let us do that so that we can see what's going on. Basically, it's just trying to get to a low spot. If all you've got is ditches on both sides, trying to find a culvert or something to crawl into just to get away from the wind and flying debris.
And then specifically in like tornadoes, but also straight line winds that can mask themselves as tornadoes, as we found out a few years ago here in Jefferson. If somebody does come across property damage or if they have an injury or something, what do they need to do in those particular cases?
Call 911. If it's just property damage, like a Morton building's blown over, there's trees down, just call our regular number, the 515-386-2136. But if you do happen to see a house that's got severe damage or a car that's damaged on the side of the road, please call 911 to let us know.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with our Greene County Sheriff Jack Williams joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.